This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. World Habitat Day being celebrated today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba emphasizes on sustainable urban development. 58th annual report of Auditor General tabled in National Assembly and 8 people killed as plane crashes into building near Milan. Now the news in detail. The World Habitat Day is being marked today by organizing various programs highlighting the theme for this year's World Habitat Day, Accelerating Urban Action for a Carbon-Free World. The celebration of this day was first started on the first Monday of October since 1986 at the call of the UN Habitat with the objective of drawing global attention to promoting sustainable urban development by guaranteeing appropriate habitat for all. World Habitat Day will amplify the global Race to Zero campaign and UN Habitat's climate action for cities and encourage local governments to develop actionable zero carbon plans in the run up the International Climate Change Summit COP26 in November. In Nepal, the World Habitat Day began to be observed from the government and non-government sectors since 2001, the Department of Urban Development and Building Construction has stated. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has emphasized on resilient development by adopting environment-friendly development practices with minimum carbon emission. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of the World Habitat Day today, Prime Minister Deuba said the sustainable urbanization and the sustainable development goals should be taken into consideration while constructing buildings and infrastructures, management of vehicles and other development activities. He has also expressed the belief that carrying out well-managed urbanization and the proper management of the urban physical environment and the urban areas would help in maintaining the global warming in the limit in line with the Paris Agreement on climate change by reducing carbon emission from urban areas. The 58th annual report of the Auditor General has been tabled in today's meeting of the National Assembly amid the protests by the main opposition party. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, on the behalf of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba, presented the annual report in the meeting. The meeting passed a proposal of sending Food Hygiene and Quality Bill 1077 Bikram Sambat, Public Service Broadcasting Bill 1077 Bikram Sambat, Archive Protection Bill 1077 Bikram Sambat and Security Printing Bill 1077 Bikram Sambat to Legislation Management Committee for clause-wise discussion. Minister Karki, on the behalf of Prime Minister, presented the proposal. Earlier, National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timilsina read out a letter sent from the Office of the President regarding certification of bills and revoking the ordinance related to political parties. The next meeting of National Assembly has been scheduled at 2 p.m. on 10th of October. A worker has been murdered in a Khukuri attack at Suddhodanrula municipality of Rupandehi district on Sunday night. A spokesperson of Rupandehi police, Satyanarayan Thapa, said the deceased has been identified as Abadesh Chamar of Susta in Navalparasi and working at sawmill located at ward number 3. The incident took place when Robbie Singh, an Indian national working at the same sawmill, attacked Avadesh with Kukuri at 11 p.m. and Avadesh died on the way to Lumbini Provincial Hospital. Similarly, Avadesh's father Gopi Chand was also injured in the same incident and he is receiving treatment at Lumbini Provincial Hospital, police said. Police said further investigation into the case is underway. Scrub typhus cases are found increasing in the Baitari district. Hospital's information officer Harish Panta said among the patients coming to district hospital Baitari, scrub typhus infection is found in one or two patients daily. District hospital chief Dr. Basantaraj Joshi said the risk of scrub typhus is increasing with cases of the infection being detected each day of late. Mostly the patients of viral fever have been coming to the hospital for treatment. He said the number of scrub typhus patients in the district has reached 45 since mid-July till date. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. A private plane had crashed into an empty office block in northern Italian city of Milan, killing all 8 people on board. The plane, which was bound for the island of Sardinia, came down after taking off from Milan's Linate Airport. Italian media say the pilot was Romanian billionaire Dan Petrescu. He died alongside his wife and their son. The crash set the office block and several parked cars on fire. No one on the ground was injured. Police said an investigation into the cause of the crash has been launched. Fumio Kishida has formally taken office as Japan's new prime minister, succeeding Yoshihide Suga, who resigned after just 1 year in office. Kishida, 64, won the race to lead Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party last week. He will face a range of tough issues, including post-pandemic economic recovery and threats from North Korea. The move to go ahead with the event came despite massive public opposition due to concerns over a surge in COVID cases. North Korea has restored communication lines with the South months after it cut a cross-border hotline. The move comes days after the country's leader Kim Jong-un said he was willing to restore communication as a conditional olive branch. However, Pyongyang also said the restoration of the relationship was dependent on the attitude of South Korean authorities. It has fired 4 missiles in less than a month, a sign that it has no intention of slowing down its arm development. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. World Habitat Day being celebrated today, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deobai emphasizes on sustainable urban development. 58th annual report of Auditor General tabled in National Assembly and 8 people killed as plane crashes into building near Milan. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.